Hello, you're listening to an extra edition of Microbe Talk, the podcast from the Microbiology Society. Our main episode for this month will be out next week, but ahead of that we've got some extra content for you on emerging diseases. In the modern world, the spread of diseases like MERS, SARS, bird flu, Ebola, and now Zika virus seems almost unavoidable. But to stop outbreaks spiralling out of control into global disasters, researchers, doctors, and public health professionals need to know what's happening and where in real time. That's where ProMed comes in. ProMed is an online early warning system for emerging diseases that can be used by anyone in the world. People in the field report on disease outbreaks that are happening close to them, so that information about new threats can be rapidly disseminated online, via email, Twitter, and the web, and people at all levels can start to take the steps that could ultimately save lives. In this episode, Ben spoke to the editor of ProMed, Dr. Larry Madoff, about how the system is used, why disease outbreaks seem to be happening more and more frequently, and what we can do to stop them.
My name is Larry Madoff. I'm the editor of ProMed Mail, the program for monitoring emerging diseases, which is a program of the International Society for Infectious Diseases. I'm also a professor of medicine at the University of Massachusetts Medical School.
Now, Larry, I get the ProMed emails two or three times a day, but for somebody who doesn't know much about this, maybe you could explain what it is.
ProMed, or the Program for Monitoring Emerging Diseases, is a service that's been around for 22 years now. And what we do is try to serve as an early warning system for the emergence of new infectious diseases or the re-emergence of old infectious diseases. In other words, we try to warn about outbreaks before they become big so that public health authorities and others can intervene and try to limit the size of outbreaks.
So what sort of outbreaks are we talking about then?
So the most notable outbreaks are the ones that everybody has heard about. For example, the recent outbreak of Zika, which has become a large-scale outbreak epidemic in Latin America right now and has people all over the world worried, largely because of the possible complications that it causes during pregnancy. But the Ebola outbreak was another recent outbreak that certainly drew the world's attention. Before that, the epidemic of influenza in 2009, the H1N1 outbreak that spread around the world, which is really a pandemic, meaning a worldwide epidemic of a disease. But all the time, there are smaller outbreaks and outbreaks that range from, you know, say salmonella from a restaurant, or influenza of minor types, or outbreaks in animals and plants that we also cover on ProMed, because those kinds of outbreaks also have an impact on human populations.
Who are you providing this early warning to?
ProMed has about 80,000 subscribers around the world right now. They include many public health professionals, which are really our main target audience, people who can respond to the threat of an outbreak and actually take actions that limit the size and the spread of an outbreak. These actions could be vaccinations or management of infection in hospitals so that the disease doesn't spread, or the development of new antibiotics or discovering which antibiotics work against an outbreak. But ProMed is available to anyone. It's completely free of charge, and anybody can subscribe to ProMed or look on the web to see our website, which lists all of our reports, or follow us on Twitter or Facebook as well. And so it's freely available to everyone, and that's our intent, because you really don't know who is going to need to know about an outbreak, whether it's a clinician in the UK, say, who first hears about the MERS coronavirus, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus, from a ProMed report and recognizes that they have a patient in their hospital that has this disease that no one has ever seen before. That actually happened. The clinicians in the UK first heard about MERS from a ProMed report and recognized that they were already caring for a patient with this illness in hospital in the UK from the ProMed report. Similarly, when SARS first broke in China, clinicians in Toronto, Canada, first learned about the reports of SARS from ProMed, and very soon thereafter had patients showing up with SARS in Canadian emergency rooms. So ProMed is by design available to anyone and can be accessed by anyone in the world for free.
I mean, aside from the things that maybe people have heard of, MERS and SARS, what has maybe stood out to you? What's maybe the most obscure thing that you've seen on the ProMed mail that's really made your sort of eyebrows raise?
Well, just last week, we reported on snake fungal disease. This is a pretty obscure disease that's been found now in several locations and is caused by a newly recognized fungal pathogen. I can't even pronounce the name of this pathogen, to be quite honest, but diseases that occur first in animals can be important warnings about human diseases. First of all, these diseases can spread to humans. Second of all, diseases that occur in animal populations can have an impact on the environment, on the ecology that ultimately affects all of us. But that's just one example of an obscure disease. There are so many that if you read through the pages of ProMed, I think you'll find it almost every day there's something interesting and new that appears there. Diseases in plants and animals, blue tongue disease in cattle, new bacterial pathogens, new species of bacteria causing Lyme disease, new viruses that emerge almost every day.
And that leads nicely on then, Larry. So I know that you're a clinician and an epidemiologist. Why are these outbreaks happening so much more frequently, or are they happening more frequently, do you think?
The biology of disease emergence is fascinating and complicated. We have the impression that disease emergence, meaning either newly discovered pathogens, that's a pathogen is a disease, is a disease-causing microorganism, essentially. We have the impression that these new pathogens are occurring more frequently, but that's not yet really proven by science. It may be that we're discovering them better, or we're discovering them more quickly. But we believe that things like climate change, globalization, increases in migration of both human populations and animal populations, and increasing global trade might be pushing the emergence of diseases more frequently, and that in fact we may be seeing more new diseases. We also realize that increasing travel and migration increase the likelihood that an outbreak somewhere can become a global epidemic or pandemic. And that's certainly something that we've seen. The time to circumnavigate the world in human history has gone down from perhaps a year when people were using sailing ships to less than a day, where you can travel essentially anywhere on the planet in less than 24 hours, which is easily within the incubation period of most pathogens. So I think that there probably is a real change in the rate of disease emergence, and it's happening more frequently.
Is there anything we can do to mitigate it?
Well, the goal of ProMed is to try to provide early warnings of these outbreaks so that infectious disease control measures can be put in place quickly to limit the spread, limit the number of outbreaks. Larry Brilliant, who is an infectious disease epidemiology doctor, says that outbreaks are inevitable, but pandemics, worldwide epidemics, are preventable. And that's what we think we can do with early warning systems like ProMed and with public health in general. We need to invest in public health, and we need to use whatever kinds of mechanisms we can to try to prevent the spread of diseases. What ProMed did was to recognize that the internet could be used because it also is global and can communicate information about outbreaks very quickly around the world, and try to combat the speed with which disease-causing organisms can also travel around the world. I think as we move forward, we may actually be in a situation where we can predict when and where outbreaks are going to occur. And this is going to take more research and more work, but it's something that smart people are working on, trying to predict infectious disease outbreaks the same way that we try to predict the weather.
So, Larry, what do you think scientists can do to better understand these outbreaks when they arise, or maybe even before they arise?
One thing we know is that many of the emerging infectious diseases are diseases that are spread between animals and humans. This concept of one health means that we need to understand not just human health and diseases that are caused in humans, but also their counterparts in the rest of nature. We know that many of the most important infectious diseases first emerge in animals. Ebola, for example, is probably spread in bats and in other non-human primates before it gets into the human population. Influenza, the kind that we get every year, as well as the so-called swine flu or avian flu, bird flu, those emerge from animals and are spread and mutate in animals before they enter human populations. So by better understanding all of biology, including diseases that occur in animals and plants, we can better understand the diseases that are going to spread to people and perhaps predict when those spillover events, when diseases are going to spill over from animal populations into human populations, are going to occur.
Larry, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
That's it for this episode. Now, next week is the start of the Society's annual conference in Liverpool, which we'll be reporting from in the next edition of Microbe Talk. We're expecting over 1,000 people to attend, so I'm sure I'll see some of you there, and there are still registration spaces available for people who turn up on the day. So if you're in the neighbourhood, why not come down? You can find more information about that on our website. This episode was edited by me, Anand Jagatia. If you like what we're doing, you can subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, and we're also on SoundCloud. And if you're in a generous mood, maybe leave us some stars or a review. It really does make a difference. To find out more about the Society, visit microbiologysociety.org or our blog, The Microbe Post. There's going to be lots of interesting science on there from the conference over the next week or so, so do keep an eye out for it. That's it from me. Thanks for listening. We'll see you all next time.